Have you ever looked back and remembered a time when certain events felt as if they were guided by some sort of divine intervention? It kind of gives you goosebumps when you think about it, as if someone or something is watching over you. Though maybe 50 years ago, this memory is still vivid. My parents and I spent a week every summer in northern Minnesota at a fishing resort. We'd get a cabin, rent a boat, and slap on our gigantic 10-horse motor and fish every day. The resort owners had a son, Mike, only a couple years older than me, but he could drive. He asked if I wanted to go on a one-night camping trip at a nearby lake. Being an avid Boy Scout, I jumped at the chance. Off we went in his rattly old resort pickup down dusty gravel roads and deep into the pine-treed forest of northern Minnesota. We came to a clearing and a pretty lake. There was one other vehicle in the little gravel parking area. The occupants, though, nowhere in sight. Mike gave me the key to keep in my pocket. We packed up our canoe with provisions and began paddling across the lake to a stream that would lead us to our fishing and camping extravaganza. It took a good long while to cross that lake and find the little stream that fed it. It seemed deep and wide. I remember it having no current, but back then I was simply overwhelmed about being out on my own, deep in the forest with only a friend and my limited first-class Boy Scout experience. We came upon a large beaver dam, so large there was no water, no stream on its backside. No problem for a couple of teenage boys. We set out pulling the canoe full of supplies. It was a job. It was heavy and hard pulling over ground, over limbs and logs and a dense forest. I had the bright idea to leave the canoe until we found the stream ahead where we could paddle on to our campsite. After meandering our way further north on foot, we realized there would be no stream, no yonder campsite. It was time instead to change plans and head back to the canoe. We'd simply camp at the lake's edge. Great idea. But no canoe. It wasn't where we had left it, or so we thought. My next thought was akin to, "Houston, we have a problem." My hands got sweaty and my mind went to dark days of being lost in the northern woods. I can close my eyes now, and I'm immediately among the towering trees and dense forest. As if by divine happenstance, I saw something. Our canoe. What are the chances in all that forest? We were hot and tired by the time we made supper over an open fire and bathed in cold lake water. But the darkness of a northern Minnesota forest plays with a boy's thoughts. We wanted home, the cabin, and safety with parents. All we had ahead of us was a long canoe float back to the pickup. Once there, Mike asked me for the key. I searched, but no key. It was gone, along with the vehicle we saw that morning. Okay, Houston, a new problem. As if by divine happenstance, a vehicle approached in the near darkness. Could he help us in some way? Could he? He taught us how to hotwire our pickup without a key. What are the chances? Someone or something that was looking out for two dumb kids experiencing a lesson, at least for me, a learning experience on a number of levels, including a divine level. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.